Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is the Saturday morning entertainment show. We're going to kick it. We're going to be kicking off our day with the usual inspirational section of the show. And this is your host for this morning, Cardinal Mills, once again, sitting in the seat of the little man with the big shoes. But I'll try to make it fit. Good morning to you. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. We do this every Saturday. And in the hope that we can inspire you, entertain you, and give you a good week to sing and laugh. Okay, as this is the inspirational portion, this is something that I always think that we should be inspired to do, is the Wailers, Pass It On.
Watch your hands through, it's your own eyes to see. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are clean? It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doing.
Yeah, that was the Wailers bringing it to you, something that we hope to inspire all of us, pass it on. It, you know, it's February 3rd already. Could you believe it? This is the 34th day of 2024. And we just started to say Happy New Year. I'm hoping that everybody got their Happy New Year in. Because yesterday I was speaking to two people, and one walked up to the other and said, "Man, season's greetings, happy holidays, Happy New Year." Come to think of it, the two of them used to work together, but they're both retired now. But they didn't see each other in the season to say Happy New Year. So all of January passed by, the New Year, as we call January, passed by, and they didn't get a chance to say Happy New Year, or even season's greetings, as we sometimes greet each other in the heat of the season, and everybody's celebrating something that part of the year. So I'm hoping that everybody has gotten in their New Year greetings, because as far as February is concerned, the New Year is done. The year has begun to be old, 34 days old today. So, well, that is why we are here on a Saturday morning entertainment show, so that we can celebrate the entire year. So we don't want to miss out on anything. So we're going to celebrate your birthday and mine, and whatever other events that you may have to celebrate. Because if you miss a beat, you know, the time is flying by so fast that you might miss the whole celebration. But not if you're not, if you're on the Saturday morning entertainment show enjoying the day with us, or at least the morning with us. So we welcome you, all friends, fans, supporters, and the very special fans. I got to take this time out this morning to say good morning to Lady Bumpsy Nisbet and ask for the collective sharing of our spiritual essence with her as she goes through recovery. My understanding is that she has a successful surgery last night. We're going to be waiting to hear the news of how she comes out of it. But in the meantime, we're going to try to engender our collective energies and convey to her in the hope that she recovers well and be back on her feet. So we'll keep in touch with Mortis, and she will give us the update as to how her recovery and healing are progressing. So whatever you do in terms of generating the best welfare of others, whether you pray or you meditate or whatever it is that you do, we ask that you share it with us to effect the recovery and restoration to health of our dear Lady Bumpsy Nisbet. We're wishing her a speedy recovery. Gonna be certain to try to pass on any information that we get, because we know we've got to be inspired, and as we hope for her return. In the meantime, we'll take it one day at a time and inspire her to do this. Recovery is sometimes challenging, very challenging. But hey, as we've been advised to do, take it one day at a time. Yes, it is the Saturday morning entertainment show, the inspirational beginning. And that's what we try to do here, to inspire you, whether it's to get back to recovery, as we are doing here in the case of Lady Barbara Nesbitt, or to just extend yourself to someone to lift them back to their feet, one day at a time. Now, this is, as I said, the inspirational portion. I'm sitting in for Ivor Henry, the little man with the big shoes. So, you know, I'm just trying to fill in, hoping that we will do the same thing here. But we are in the inspirational portion. Next time we talk about, some sports, then we have some greetings and provide you with some information of certain historical notes and celebrations. Events around the world based on the submissions and compliments of Mr. Orly Watson. We'll also take some time out to speak to each other, to speak to an issue of social concern. And as usual, I'll bring you in my commentary if there is time for such. So we know that, you know, the days are flying by so rapidly, and we've only got three hours on this show, but it is 3 hours that goes by rapidly. We don't even always getting everything that we would like to get in, but we do as much as we can. And I'm hoping that you would be satisfied with what the entertainment show presents you with for today. Now, so who's next? I'm hoping it's you and me. Good morning once again to the fans who have just joined us, and special good morning to all the special fans, and we say good morning to Donna, who is with us at this point, and we say good morning to Dennis over there in California, as it is steady still in his PJs. Hopefully that they are good enough to enjoy the weather, and not yet in with us, Lynette over there in St. Kitts. Marcus is not going to be able to be with us this morning, as she is attending to the affairs of Lady Barbara Nisbet, and we appreciate her efforts in keeping us up to date and taking care of one of our special fans. But the show goes on, and the fans are here. I'm sure they're listening, and for those who have just joined in to listen, let me wish you a very good morning, and hoping that we can provide you at this moment with the inspiration and later with the entertainment that we offer from what one show to the next. It's a weekly show. Yeah, we wish that we would come to you more often, but it's a weekly show, and we hope that we have provided you with enough to take you through the week with a smile on your face.
Matters.
place to sleep.
Find a good place to sleep.
There's food on my table.
There's food on my table.
Shoes on my feet.
And shoes on my feet.
You gave me your love, Lord.
There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family.
And that's how some people celebrate. And we are going to celebrate right along with them. Yeah, we hope you're here to celebrate with us. The Inspirational Hour is now in. And then we'll come on, as I say, in sport, entertainment, and we have to keep it filled with some discussion and music. Stick with us.
Bye.
You know, if you grew up with me in the 60s, and you were in the house with your parents or grandparents, it comes a time when you don't get to get that radio that's sitting in the living room. Everybody's thinking, when your mother and grandmother takes over the radio, and this is what you're going to hear. So this is going to be a kind of nostalgic for people who grew up in that era. So this is especially for people like Irma and Omel and so on. It is nostalgic. Now get a listen of this one.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. My work is all done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone. That fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
I'm sure that brings back a lot of memories. Like I said, nostalgic. So, Irma, that's for you. Got you smiling, huh? Now, this is the new method.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the valley. trials and temptations. That's where your faith is really put to the test.
For the God on the
Yeah, I was on a roll there just now, you know, giving a number of inspirational tunes that entertain the concept of God as a loving Father that holds your hands and guides you through even the difficult times. Well, that didn't change that thing too much, but I'm giving you something a little bit closer. This is the one that's meant. Same artist.
Feel your hope, something deeper.
Conceptualizing God as that guide who holds your hand and is the merciful Father. Of course, there are other concepts of God that we encounter from one day to the other, and even concepts that contradict that one. But I'm going to stay in that vein. So here's Luciano.
I pray, oh Lord, to face another day.
trying to leave out of the light, but I wouldn't be so unwise. And so I promise to serve thee all my heart, and I'm begging thee mercy. Lord, give me strength to face another day, to make it a long life's road, and carry on.
Luciano's voice and us celebrating the concept of God. Let me go to another artist.
Jesus, keep me from all.
Well, that was Patros out of St. Kitts, bringing us to the end of the inspirational hour. But whatever we've got later on the rest of the show should also inspire you, because we're going to celebrate you, the fans, and we're going to celebrate with you, and we're going to celebrate life, and we're going to celebrate the events that make us smile and cheer and whatever it would do to raise our spirit. So, for those of you who have to leave after you've got the inspirational hour, we wish you a great day, and we hope that we have created the kind of music that would serve as an inspiration to you, because it continues the theme of God being the guide holding your hand. So, may you continue to enjoy the day. Yeah, we're going to continue the celebration, because that never ends. Celebrate the day, celebrate you, celebrate our moments together. So, we talk about celebration after this. We have to go. Yes, and as we say, as we promise, we'll continue to celebrate today, and we get to do it right here, right now, because time slips by so rapidly that if you miss the moment, you miss the celebration. You miss creating the memories for our later day. I'm getting good news that Mommy Lady Babsy Nisbet is resting quietly after her surgery, and she'll have the opportunity to hear us later on today. Wonderful. That's wonderful news. As I indicated, Murchis is keeping us up to date with her, with the progress of her recovery after surgery. Hopefully, she will be back up and going around. The great thing about this, she never lost her spirit, always cheery in spite of the challenges. So that itself should be an inspiration to us and invite us to do the same. But now, we usually bring you the sports at this time, but we're going to switch up the order a little bit. And we're going to start by, instead of the sports, we're going to start by celebrating the events, or making reference to the events, circumstances, and historical notes for today. But before I do that, let me go on and greet my special fans. So to begin with, I'm going to say good morning to the people up in New York, those special fans in New York. And you know who they are. They are the ones who keep in touch with us, let us know how well we're doing and how well we're not going. They shape the show for you and tell us what we need to do to keep our fans inspired and in a celebratory mood. So we show appreciation to those special fans. They are Lady Babsy Nisbet, Murchis, Ina, Donna, Sharon, up there in New York. We take care of those. And again, we offer our prayers and thanks for Lady Babsy Nisbet, who's going through recovery at this time. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin. And you know, St. Martin people know how to celebrate. They know how to have a good time. So Irma and Carlos can keep us up to date with what they're doing. But for right now, they are enjoying the Saturday morning entertainment show. Welcome and share this day with us. I'm going to go over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. I'm not sure if I haven't seen Lynette for the morning or heard Lynette for the morning, but I'm hoping that she's keeping up with the all the activities that the Icon of the Seas brought to St. Kitts. Hopefully they generated some income and get some resources to laugh and smile about. But Lynette can tell us about later about the financial the financial outcome that she thinks arose out of the visit of what was called the largest cruise ship in the world, docking in St. Kitts on its maiden voyage. The Icon, was it the Icon of the Seas? I understand it also passed around here in St. Thomas. Didn't come to St. Croix, so the people in St. Croix are very unhappy about that. Once again, good morning to the people over in Nevis. And I want to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doar and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. I'm going to say good morning to my classmates of the 1972 Charleston Secondary School graduating class, and particularly to my good friend and brother, Mr. Earl Sargent. Good morning, Earl. Hoping that we have the pleasure of bringing you an inspirational hour to your benefit this morning. I'm going to go on over to the UK. I want to say good morning to Omel and Michelle, listening to us over there in the UK. And I saw I saw part of a match between Liverpool and somebody earlier, but I was too busy I was too busy paying attention to the cricket and all the excitement that's going on with respect to West Indies winning a match against Australia in Australia, a match that we nobody thought they could have won. So there's a lot of excitement about that. So I missed the part of the match between Liverpool and was it Arsenal? Anyway, and I know Omel is cheering about that, particularly if Liverpool won. But she might pop in and let us know the result of that encounter. Let me step across the channel and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. I happened to hear his voice yesterday in speaking to Ivor, saying that, you know, he's okay. He's doing okay. The brother is keeping his spirits up and, you know, dealing with his challenges as they come across, hoping that we can provide some inspiration to do that as the day goes on. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you from us here at the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on down to the southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. Cutner is a little bit less busy. I hear from him from time to time, and it's usually, you know, an inspiration and an educational encounter. So it's always rewarding to talk to Cutner. And in the meantime, he's going to make some fun of it. You think he's serious, but Cutner is really funny. Okay, one of these days he's going to introduce us. He'll give you a closer introduction to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. Comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Point. I'll go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Minique, Yvette, and Barbara. I'm going to up there in Georgia. I wonder if it's still cold. And if it is, they know how to join us here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, because what we've got here is sunshine, always sunshine. We celebrate in the sunshine. I'm going to go on over to Melbourne. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. I am beginning to be concerned. I usually hear from her on a regular basis. I have not heard from her in a little while. I know she had a death in the family. Pass on my condolences and the condolences of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show and Caribbean Global Voices. But, you know, this ain't no news, is good news. So I'm sure she is quite okay. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen over there in the Virgin Islands, who we said claims the inspirational portion of the show as her favorite and claims it as her own, hoping that she enjoyed that inspirational portion this morning. But like I say, I am trying to fill the big shoes of a little man. Now, if we turn to 721, we question whether the big shoes are oversized. That said, good morning to you, all the special fans of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Stick with us, because we've got much more to offer you. Now, right on the heels of that, we're going to talk about, make reference to, as other people, our fans, friends, supporters, celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and we also bring you some historical notes, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. And that's the change in the schedule. We're going to talk about sports later. So, this is February 3rd, the 34th day of 2024. I talked to you about this man, didn't you? Yeah. Well, it's moving along. And it will keep moving along at that pace. But in the meantime, like we say, we're going to celebrate each event, each hour, each day, and each person the best way we could. Today, it's the birthday of Canning out of England, Paul Franks, and Zach Crawley. Zach Crawley, yesterday, Zach Crawley is an English cricketer. He's playing right now in India, playing really well, but got out for 76 as India is making a rampage of taking out the wickets of the English team. So Zach Crawley, today is Zach Crawley's birthday. He missed the 100, or else he would have made a century on his birthday, I would think. Gary Bartlett, Danny Morrison out of New Zealand, out of South Africa, Pom Pom Fellows-Smith, Masabata Class, female cricketer, out of the West Indies, Jonathan Blades from Barbados, out of Australia, Bobby Simpson, former captain of Barbados, of Australia, very well-known captain of Australia, probably the first captain of Australia that I remember when we grew up in that era when we were listening to Australia playing cricket. That's Bobby Simpson. Out of China, Chen Zuo Yu, out of Cyprus. Okay, I don't have anybody from Cyprus. Out of India, Chandrasekhar Gadkari. Out of Bulgaria, Saim Hussein. Out of Jersey, Patrick Gouche. Out of the Netherlands, Mandy Cornet, similar cricketer. Out of the Czech Republic, Ritik Toma. Out of Sri Lanka, Lahiru Kamara. Out of Gibraltar, Samath Baba. It's the birth of Isabel Blackwell, an English-American physician and abolitionist, a woman and women's rights activist, and was the first woman to receive a medical degree in the United States. George Nissen, an American inventor, created the trampoline. It's the birthday of Joey Bishop, an American actor. It's the birthday of Billy Meyer, a Swiss author and photographer. It's the birthday of Emil Griffith, an American three-weight world boxing champion. Emil Griffith is actually from St. Thomas here in the Virgin Islands. The birthday of Blythe Danner, an American actress. She's 81. Morgan Fairchild, an American actress. She's 74. Nathan Lane, an American actor from One of the Boys. He's 68. Marty Jannetty, an American wrestler. He's 64. Raghuram Rajan, an American economist. He's 61. Ella Fisher, Omani, Australian actress. He's 48. Daddy Yankee, Puerto Rican actress, reggaeton singer, and rapper. He's 47. Sean Kingston, a Jamaican-American singer, is 34. David Edwards, a Welsh soccer midfield player, is 38. Audley's mother's birthday is today, and I'd like to celebrate that with some gusto. Good to call her Ma Ruby. She died 1 year ago today. I can't believe that it's 1 year ago since Ma Ruby died. Wow, that time has flown. In 1488, Bartholomew Diaz and his crew are the first Europeans to land on South African soil at Mossel Bay, that east of the modern day Cape Town. In 1690, you see how long ago the Europeans had been invading African soil. In 1690, Massachusetts becomes the first American colony to issue paper money. In 1815, the world's first commercial cheese factory was established in Switzerland. In 1863, Samuel Clemens first uses the pen name Mark Twain in a Virginia City newspaper, the Territorial Enterprise. In 1876, Albert Spaulding invests $800 to start a sporting goods company, manufacturing the first official baseball tennis ball, basketball, golf ball, football. I wonder if he was the first to also invent a tennis racket. I remember a tennis racket by the name Spalding. In 1894, the Dirigo, the first American steel ship, sets off on its first journey from Bath in Maine. In 1913, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution of the Federal Income Tax is ratified. In 1970, the U.S. ocean liner Housatonic is sunk by a German submarine on the same day that U.S. President Woodrow Wilson breaks off diplomatic relations with Germany. In 1924, Canada beats the United States 6-1 to win gold in the first Winter Olympics. They also won the gold medal in the Summer Olympics of 1920, also beating the United States. In 1942, baseball owners agreed to permit each club up to 14 night games. In 1947, the first black reporter of U.S. Congressional Press Gallery, Percival Leroy Prattis. In 1959, a plane crash claims the young life of 22-year-old American and rock and roll singer Buddy Holly and two others, the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. Those are your historical notes, birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, February 3rd, 2024. Hey, February 3rd, some time ago, was a long day. We heard about the ratification of the 16th Amendment. I'm not sure if that was on February 3rd, but I know that the 15th Amendment, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today, the 15th Amendment was ratified on February 3rd, 1870. And it promised that everybody would be permitted to vote, including the formerly enslaved people. It promised a whole new world that we are yet to see. Nevertheless, Peabo Bryson and Regina Bell talks about the joys of living in a whole new world. Just hang on a minute and listen to this.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart desire? Thank you.
those of you who've been listening, you'll realize that there's a whole lot of buzz and excitement around West Indies cricket in the last week or so, when they pulled off what is sometimes called a miracle win in Australia down under. We're going to have David coming in later, to talk about it. But, in the meantime, I heard from Dana, and Dana is telling me, okay, we can begin again to rally, because, we got something exciting going on. But before we get to that, let me bring Lynette in. Good morning, Lynette.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Catherine. How are you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm excellent. Praise the Lord.
Now everybody's wondering whether the presence of the icon of the seas that is characterized as the greatest, or should I say the largest cruise ship with the greatest number of passengers, arrived in St. Kitts on its maiden voyage. Now, what these people are wondering about is the economic outlay that it suggests for St. Kitts on this maiden voyage. So I told them, well,
okay,
we'll wait until we hear from Lynette. We'll wait until we hear from Lynette to talk about it.
Okay, well, so, I'll give it from my perspective, from my experience. Sales-wise, none.
Okay.
I guess it's nice to have the biggest and largest and newest ship being able to dock so easily at our port.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big hype. Lots of music and steel pan and masquerades and all of that. A big hype and all the picture taking, and the children went down to see the big boat. In terms of that, that was all good. But in terms of sales, and I saw a video where the tour operators and taxi drivers were complaining bitterly. But we didn't see many people from the ship. Many people,
okay.
I don't know where they were, what they did.
Okay.
People
okay,
said some, a lot of them didn't come off the ship. I don't know. But from my experience, we did not see a lot of people in the mall.
Okay, hold the rest of your thoughts for later, because we got to bring David in.
Okay, no problem.
Because we're also celebrating the West Indies as well. So let me see
no
if
problem.
I can get a hold of David. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Cricket, and to give us some advice about whether it is around about time for us to rally around the West Indies again, because that has been all the buzz in the air over the past week. Dana says it's okay to begin. I want to hear what David says. So go on, tell us about this sport, David.
Good morning to the listeners. Good morning, Cardinal. First, let me say, as usual, good morning to the queen of the world. Good morning to the ladies, Dana, Martrice, Lynette, Barbara, and my wife, Janet. Good morning to the ladies, wherever you are in the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Also, good morning, Cardinal, again, Ivor, Leon, Dennis, Audley, and the rest of the gentlemen, wherever they are in the world, good morning, good afternoon, good night, Good evening. But before I begin again, Cardinal, I thought I got rid of these two guys. I sent one up to New York for him to take his coldness up there, make it worse. But the other one seemed like he did not leave at all. Because I'm telling you, we've been having it, you know, very, very cold. So it seemed like one of them stayed behind and we did not, you know. I thought I got rid of both of them out of here, but one stayed behind. And we've been getting it and it's not letting up.
But David,
so
my latest information, and I was brought that information from reliable sources, that both of them, not only you didn't get rid of one, you didn't get rid of any of them. one of them sneaked out, but he's on his way back.
That's what I just want to understand, you know.
So you're going to
get
more cold than usual, because, you know, had twice as much as you did last year.
I'm telling you, man, we've been having it. I'm telling you, God, now when I say we've been having it, man. From Monday, it has let up, and we're going to Sunday. Yeah, I said, okay, let me ship them out to Sunday. Get rid of them. But no, one stayed back, man, and the next one is on his way back in here, so we're going to get a double whammy from them again.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
let me bring the listeners up to what's happening in the world of sports. As you know, the big show is coming up next Sunday at 6:30 over there, the Super Bowl. Everybody's gonna be sitting down looking at the hype, looking at, you know, these two teams to go at it there. So, you know, I'm wishing everybody who's appearing for that meeting. No. I'm not planning anything like that. I really don't really pay a lot of attention to the Super Bowl. I don't really watch, not the Super Bowl, the NFL and Sierra. I really don't watch it anymore. I used to. Since a certain guy got into that office there and wanted to treat us like we're slaves, I thought I'd stop watching him. But at a conference championship last week, Ravens and Chiefs by a touchdown, 17-10. Then the Lions and the 49ers by a field goal, 34-31. So as I said, the championship is all set, what they call the Super Bowl. Sunday, February the 11th at 6:30. So wishing both team all the best, and may the best team comes out on top. So we're now set with 49ers and Chiefs for the Super Bowl. We move into the NBA, and the Miami Heat seem to be getting on a roll. They won two in a row after some seven-game losing streak. They broke that, and they won their second game last night. So the Heat plays the Wizards. Heat 110, Wizards 102. Clippers and Piston, Clippers 136, Piston 125. The Kings and the Pacers. Kings come out on top, 133-122. Hawks and Suns, with Hawks winning there, 129-20. And the Magic defeated the Wolves by two. Magic 108, Wolves 106. Hornets versus Thunders. Thunders defeat them by 20. The Thunders won 26. Hornets 106. Pelicans squeaked by Spurs 114-113. And Warriors defeated the Grizzly by 20, 121-101. The Rockets putting on a whooping on Raptors, 135-106. And Nuggets by 12 over the Blazers, 120-108. Now, today's game, at 6 p.m., you have the Nets versus 76ers, 7:30 Warriors versus the Hawks, at 8, Kings, Bulls, and at 8:30, Lakers and Knicks, Cavaliers, Spurs, Bucks, Mavericks. Tomorrow, it's a slew of game on also, starting at 3 p.m., Magic versus Pistons, 3:30, Suns versus Wizards, 6 p.m., Grizzly versus Celtics, Pacers versus Hornets, Clippers versus Heat, and at 7, Raptors versus Thunder, Rockets versus Timberwolves, and at 8, Bucks, Jazz, and at 8:30, Trailblazers versus the Nuggets. So that's what's happening in the NBA. And now the Barclays Premier League picked up after the African Cup of Nations plays and FA Cup matches were played. I know earlier in the week there were some matches being played, and we start with on Tuesday, Arsenal defeat Nottingham Forest by 2-1. Luton Town blank Brighton 4-0. Everton Fulham play to a nil all draw. Crystal Palace defeat Sheffield United 3-2. Aston Villa versus Newcastle 3-1. Newcastle 3, Aston Villa 1. Manchester City 3, Burnley 1. And on Wednesday, that game was played on Wednesday. On Wednesday also, you had the Tottenham 3, Brentford 2, Liverpool 4, Chelsea 1. And on Thursday, West Ham and Bournemouth play to a 1-1 tie, and Man U over Wolves 4-3. And that was a very thrilling game there, because I happened to watch most of that game. They are very thrilling. There was two extra time goals scored there. Wolves have leveled that score at 3-3 in extra time. But a young kid there his name is Mino, scored the winning goal. Yeah, so today's matches start with Everton and Tottenham playing to a 2-2 tie. Brighton is up on Crystal Palace by 3, and we're not even at halftime yet. Newcastle and Luton Town is tied at 2 apiece, and Fulham is leading Burnley 2-0 at halftime. Now, other matches coming up today at 12:30, Sheffield United versus Villa, Man U versus West Ham, that's tomorrow at 9. Tomorrow at 9 also is Chelsea Wolves, Beaumont, Nottingham Forest, And at 11:30, Arsenal and Liverpool. That should be a good game. And then Monday, Brentford take on Manchester City at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's what's happening in the Barclays Premier League. And interestingly, the point standing, Liverpool is still on top. They play 22 matches and they have 51 points, followed closely by Manchester City and 46 and 21. Arsenal is next with 46 points. Tottenham followed in fourth place by 44. Villa, Aston Villa, is on fifth in its fifth spot with 43 points. And West Ham United is in sixth on 36. Brighton is in seventh and 35. Man U is at eighth on 35 also. They play one match less than Brighton. Newcastle is at number 9 on 33. Chelsea is at number 10 on 31. Wolves is at 11 on 29. Fulham is in 12th place, 28 points. Beaumont is in 13 on 26. Crystal Palace is in 14 and 24. Brentford is in 15 on 22 points. And Luton Town is in number 16 and 20. Nottingham Forest is 20 from 22. They're just leading Everton by a point. Everton is 19 in the number 18 spot. Burnley is in 19. They're on 12 points. And Sheffield United is holding up the rear, 10 points. But that's just some points standing from the Premier League. We presently will move to cricket. And as I said, you have numerous T20 matches. But interestingly, England and India is over there in a battle there right now, with India leading by 171 runs on day two in their matches against England. England came from behind and defeated them in the first test match, and now in a battle here for the second match. So India batted first and they made 396 with 209 going to Chhatwal. His 209 came from 290 balls. He spent 423 minutes at the crease in 19 fours and 7 sixes. And next best was Shubman Gill with 34, 32 to Rajat Patidar with 32, 27 apiece to Shreyas Iyer and Akshar Patel, 20 to Ashwin, 296. Bowling for England, there's three bowlers taking 3 wickets apiece, which is Anderson, Bashir, and Ameed. Anderson getting 3 for 47 from 25 over the four maiden. Ameed getting 3 for 65, and Bashir made 100. He got 3 for 138. So he passed the century mark. Now when England batted, they could only muster 253 all out, with 76 to Zach Crawley, 47 to Ben Stokes, 25 to Johnny Bairstow, 23 to Ollie Pope, and 21 apiece to Ben Duckett and Hartley. Bowling for India, Jasa Bumrah getting six. He bowled 15.5 overs, five made 45 runs, and he took six wickets. And Kuldeep Yadav getting three for 71, 17 over, including eight. India is batting in the second innings. They're 28 without loss. They're leading by 171 runs. Close up play on day two. Now we take the West Indies Australia series presently taking place. They were playing the 50 over game, and incidentally, we lost our first match there. Just like the captain said, that the batting did not perform well. At one stage, I think they did good to make 231 in their innings, because at one stage they were teetering about 40 for about four when they looked at the scores there. So 231. In their 231, Casey Carty getting 88 from 108 ball. He has six fours and two sixes. And Roxton Chase came next with 59 from 67. And I think that they put on a total of 169 for the fall of the next wicket. Then they were 20 to Aiden Wall Jr., 231, bowling. Xavier Bartlett, he gets 4 for 17 from 9 overs, including a maiden. He was on debut. Also 2 weeks apiece to Sean Abbott and Cameron Green. 2 wickets each. Green took 2 for 40 from 8, and Abbott get 2 for 42. When Australia batted, they ramped to victory with 232 for 2. With 79 not out to Captain Steve Smith, 77 not out to Cameron Green, 65-2. Josh English, and English 65 came from some 43 balls with 10, 4, and a 6. So bowling for West Indies is always a piece of Jatish Moti and Matthew Ford. So West Indies lost their first match. They will take on Australia on Sunday in their second 50-over game. You know, they can get the batters, give the bowlers some start or something to bowl at, then they will perform. And I'm hoping we get better performance from them come next game around. I saw people like Sheo gave away his wicket, chased a white ball to get out there. So, you know, that's, you know, right now you have, the under 19 is being played. West Indies, yesterday their match was rained out. There's a no result. So they are not going to go play in the championship game. They have test match there between Sri Lanka and Afghanistan in presently being played also. Afghanistan made 198 in their first innings, and Sri Lanka 410 for 6, with two batters getting 100. Angela Marshall 141, and Chandamal getting 107. So 106, 410 for six. That's match there. Again, as I said, there's a number of T20 matches being played. Yeah, the South Africa, it's called SA20, ILT20 in Dubai. They're being played, and you also have the Bangladesh Premier League being played. There's a whole lot of cricket that is being played at present. Let's go to local happening here. You know, we're gearing up for the World Cup here in the U.S. come June. I know wickets are being relayed. Some wickets, like up in New York, it's going to be a drop-in pitch. So those are coming up, but I know Central Broad Regional Park, I know those wickets are, new wickets is going to be put down there. Also at Brian Piccolo Park, where some of the practice matches are going to be played, the new wickets are going to be going in there also. So it's full steam ahead, and no tickets. It is going on sale already for the World Cup, so we're looking forward to that. Now, in the local league here in South Florida, on Sunday at 9 a.m., BCC Ignite versus Sunrisers. Also at 9, South India Tuskers versus St. Bess. And this is first match between BCC's playing at Neymar Regional Park South, and South India Tuskers and St. Bess is playing at Neymar Regional Park North. Also at 9, Eagles versus TGFL Warriors. That's at Central Broad Regional Park 1 and 2. At 10, Ambassador versus Coconut Creek at MAQ Ground. Tufan versus Palm Beach Hurricane at Brian Piccolo North. Miami Lions versus Kendall Star at Sports Park. That's a Lauderdale Sports Park. Hopefully they're off in the beautiful city of Lauderdale. That's located off of Oakland Park Boulevard. Marcar versus St. Lucie. John Prince, Titans versus Bengal Tigers at John Stretch Park. Atlantic versus Palm Beach Gladiators at Trade Winds. Murphy Wolves versus Tropics International at Central Broad Regional Park 1 and 2. That game starts at 2:30. PCC Googlies versus Underdogs at Miramar Regional Park North. Miami Chargers versus Young Genius at Miramar Regional Park South. So all those games that I mentioned will start at 2:30. Also locally, the Lauderdale Night Cricket is set to begin on March 9th. That's also in the beautiful city of Lauderdale, the cricket capital of the USA, as you know. After sponsored event in the city of Lauderdale. So they changed back their format from a T10 to T20. They're going back to T20 tournament. So March 9th, so we're asking each and every one to come out and support that venture. The Cardinal, I'm going to take my leave of absence here now. Thanks for that. I just apologize to the listeners for coming on a little bit late because I had to take care of my wife, Vika. It needed to be washed. So I went and got this done early in the morning. So I just would like to apologize to the listeners for coming on late there.
Don't apologize, just yet, David. I would like you to repeat what you said you were doing for Ivor's advantage, for Ivor's benefit. So make sure that he's here.
he's gonna come with his version of what took place, I'd call him earlier too, that listen, I won't be making the sports at that time because I had to do some stuff, so I'd put him on notice. See, I know he's on the road heading down, so he's gonna be twisting and turning whatever was said, So
yeah, he's listening, but I don't know if he's here. Let me check. You're listening, but I was wondering if you heard David.
Okay.
I heard everything that David said.
Okay, good. Because I was asking him to repeat it for your benefit, because I know you usually don't hear things like that, and you hear something else.
Yeah. Let me tell him again that I was out, taking care of my wife's vehicle, getting it all cleaned up for her because she's getting ready.
And David, I was clapping. I was saying, "Welcome to the fold, David. You're preaching to the choir. It's those who must be talking who must be guilty. I don't know. these guys who married and hide up their marriages. I don't know.
Wow,
David.
Yep.
I had to pump him. I'm going to give you some of the monies anyway. He said if you didn't come on 10 o'clock, he ain't going to bring you on. But I don't know why he had a change of heart.
Wow.
Say, so David, didn't come on 10 o'clock. That's it. So, that's the surprise that I have right now. And I realize he has a heart.
Like I said, David, I was just wondering if he was listening, because, he coming out talking about people hiding up their marriage, but people who try to hide the fact that they are not in charge, and act as if they are in charge, David don't have a problem with that, That's David was conveying to you. You see, he still didn't hear. He was listening, but he still didn't hear. Man, he is on the pull again.
No, he's doing very well because when you catch me, I stop you for gas. That's why you hear all the silence.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
I didn't say stop the gas. That's why
you didn't hear.
I stopped the gas on the vehicle. I know you can't.
Okay.
You'll take it and extend it. Yeah.
Okay. So you got an
excuse. So
you have an excuse for not hearing what David said, even though you were listening.
Well, Cardinal, I'm gonna have to put out also, a bolo on for him, because we're trying to find the other one that is here hiding. So we're gonna put a bolo at the border for him, so we don't get him back in here. So. We got to put out that bolo, be on the lookout for him, and we're going to plaster his name all over at the border there, so we can keep him out and see if we can find the other one and ship him, deport him too.
David, I'm going to leave you with this. Consider yourself a lucky man, because Munch is going to be mad with me now for letting out this. He said that you and her... We're not going to come on this morning. You are not going to support Cardinal. You in the and you came on. And Murphy said that coming on. You hear what you hear? Murphy said, me? Not me with you. You winning and Murphy, so I don't know what
I know Murphy is going to come and tell you that she did not give you no message to carry either. So I know Murphy is going to come at you and tell you she didn't give you no message to carry. You understand?
She might be right with that. She didn't give no message to Karen. But she gave me the message, though.
And,
she might say, "Damn, you mean you have to say? That was for you.
Your intent. You're in some serious trouble now, man. I'm telling you. Yours always been trouble anyway, so it's not anything new. You're in trouble, you know.
You know, David.
But okay, gentlemen.
David, one more question. Dana told me that it's okay to go and rally around the West Indies right now because she's excited about the fact that West Indies is not playing this thing of about senior fellas anymore. So she's excited about this new team, 7 uncapped players heading down to Australia, where everybody was betting on the unlikelihood of them winning anything.
Yep.
And they demonstrated that they can win. So she's betting on the young group and saying, well, I'm glad they agree with me about, you know, the leaving out of these so-called senior players. Now, maybe they didn't have a choice but to leave them out because the senior players decided that they were not going to go. But Dana is excited over the fact that this young team performed so well. But there's one thing that I am kind of have some reservations about is that all the excitement is centered around this youngster out of Guyana, Shima Joseph, and practically single-handedly orchestrated this, what is called this miraculous win, this unlikely win against Australia, down in Australia, at what was called Fortress of Australian Cricket, the Melbourne Cricket Ground, in Brisbane. That was called the Fortress. The Fortress have been broken, they said. And a lot of former Australian players are upset about that. But that aside, is it time to rally? Because can we bet? Is West Indies' problem was that they didn't have a fast bowler who could go on a marauding rampage of taking wickets? Because I haven't heard anybody said again, in all the celebration, I haven't heard anybody say, but our batting is still brittle. And that was demonstrated in the first ODI. Brittle batting once again cost us a match, a handsome loss, or contributed a handsome win to Australia. So
I must say, Cardinal, that this young team, the batters them, are showing that they have the goods. But I think their shot selection is what's causing their demise. Because, you know, you have these young batters that are showing that they can, you have Kirk, I think, trying to remember, Kirk McKenzie. I like what I see with them. They're not seem to be there just blocking and letting the bowlers get on top, but they are taking the fight to them, and I thought I liked them. I'm hoping that, you know, we can, you know, as Brathwaite had said, that they need more test matches so the guys them can hone their skills. Because last year, I think they played only 6 test matches throughout the year. But this crop of young cricketers coming in, I like their attitude. They're not letting the bowlers stick around and dictate to them how they play. And I'm just hoping that they can maybe go back and watch, you know, tapes of how they get out, the type of ball that they get out to. And, you know, we will have. And also, we're hoping that young Joseph is not, you know, burnt out by all these T20 offers come flying now. Now we're hearing that the IPL might become calling. he was supposed, I did not even know that he got selected to play in the ILT 20 down there in Dubai until he got injured and can't go play. So I'm hoping that they said he's managed well and not, just playing every T20 around the world, but pick and choose what he plays and keep himself fit when we're ready to play in matches. Because I know we're going to England somewhere, I think, either June or July. I know we go to England to play there. So hoping that he'll be around and not tied up somewhere playing T20.
Okay, David. So you're saying, you know, we have hope, and unlike Ivor,
yeah,
who hopes against hope. That's the same thing that Dana was telling me. We got hope. We can have hope in these youngsters. She sees something that there's hope, unlike Ivor, who hopes against hope, and when his hope fails, he goes home, and he loses his appetite. And he loses his sight, and he loses his mobility, such as when we lost the bid to even enter the World Cup last year. We had to call in the doctors for Ivor because he was hoping against hope. But you're saying now we've got a reasonable hope, something substantial to hope for, so we can go ahead and rally.
Is not going to give up. We get burnt. I feel the pain when we're not performing as we should. But you got to remember that the T20 part of it is doing pretty good. We just need the 50 over and especially the test match side of it to come. And I said I like this crop of young players that we have now coming. We just need to they're not mature yet to stay. So we just need to figure out the coaching staff, figure out their shot selections and stuff like that. And, we should be in for a treat, with these youngsters. I like them, that the Athanase and Mackenzie, and we have Brandon King, who was selected but unfortunately had contract to go and do T20, and I think that's a mistake that the West Indies they have made to put them or sort of, put them into a criteria that, okay, they're T20 specialists, so they go out and get contracts. And that format, then you later on you're coming in to select them, which is no good.
Okay. Well, thanks, David. I can go on now and begin to offer to hope and rally. I just was waiting for your confirmation. I can't afford to listen to Ivor anymore. He gets me disappointing information sometimes. Most of the time, I should say. David, thank you for coming in.
All right, no problem. Thanks to the listeners. Thanks to each and everyone. We'll talk again next week.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
Well, terms and conditions calls for serious thought and contemplation of our social circumstances. And before I comment on it, let me hear what Tim Schatzer's commentary is. Take a listen.
Lord, I say that the time has come for us to get on our knees and lift our head to the trees, to the very sky above you.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
And let there be happiness in our soul.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Let there be love, not hate in our world. Our head to the trees, to the very sky above you.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Let there be happiness in our soul.
Yes, that was King Shashat out of Antigua. and what he laments about. Now, let me say this. On February 3rd, that is today's date, back in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified and was sounding in the guarantee of the right to vote regardless of race and expressing the intent to guarantee, in conjunction with the 14th Amendment, the civil rights of formerly enslaved people. Now, this is 1870, when our great, great grandparents were living. And between that time and then, the promise of this guarantee of the right to vote, regardless of race, and the intent to ensure civil rights has not materialized even in our time. That I'm saying between 1870 and now. Now, this is an election year in the United States. And many of the politicians who are vying for positions of authority and power will be enticing the members of the electorate, you and I, who are members of that electorate, you and I, who are the descendants of those same formerly enslaved people, they would be enticing us to vote so that they can hold the offices of authority. They will bombard you with the rhetoric of the great opportunity you have been afforded to be able to vote. You will be bombarded with some form of guilt trip that if you don't exercise the right to vote, you are abandoning a social obligation. And so, as politicians vie for the power spot, they validate racism and other forms of human exploitation. They preserve the standards of human exploitation in order to be elected. And then at the same time, they tell you that you have the privilege to vote because of this great democracy. Yet many times you will hear that this is the greatest democracy in the world. This is the leader of the free world. And you are privileged beyond measure to be living in it. But I want you to think, as you consider these questions, does, in your experience, for as long as you have lived, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, whatever you can say, 50 years, 60 years, does a democracy and its ritual of voting deliver on the promise of liberty and justice for all? Is there anything that you see in this whole process that tells you that this leader of the free world is leading us to some place where we can claim the benefits of liberty and justice? If not, then why do people continue to repeat this recitation? Does liberty and justice mean freedom from the ravages of racism, capitalism, sexism, elitism, poverty, homelessness, police brutality, wrongful conviction? Does liberty and justice translate into liberation from those antagonisms. Was slavery ever abolished? Did my ancestors, who lived in the 1870s, experience the benefits of justice and liberty? I know I don't. So the promise that they were made still has not materialized. I want you to think of this really seriously and then offer me your comments on those same questions. If you want me to repeat them again, does democracy and its ritual of voting deliver on the promise of liberty and justice? Does liberty and justice mean freedom from the ravages of racism, capitalism, sexism, poverty, homelessness, poor health care, police brutality, and wrongful conviction? So, come on in. Join the conversation. But before you do that, I want you to listen to someone else's commentary.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim. And then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him.
Yes, sir.
This is American justice.
Yes, sir.
This is American democracy.
Yes,
and those of you who are familiar with it,
yes,
know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Right.
Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail.
Right.
But if you can't prove that a democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Yes, that was Malcolm X, who was assassinated in 1965. So that speech had to be delivered sometime before 1965. And you would remember that somewhere between 1964 and 1965, we were offered something else before what we were offered in 1870. We were offered a next batch of what was called civil rights in a democracy. That's Malcolm X's commentary. What about you? What is your commentary? Come on in. Join in the conversation. Or if you got something else that you want to talk about, let us hear you. Any takers? Let me bring in Ivor to see if he...
Good morning again. Good
morning.
Yeah. The answer is no to all your questions.
You mean...
No.
That
and when I say this, I know somebody's going to be mad because every time I say it, they get mad. That's why I don't vote. I don't go out to vote anymore.
So
I've seen it all. You change the people, you change the people, you change the people. That when they're out, They know everything that's wrong and how it should be fixed. And when they go in, it's business as usual, filling up their pocket, them and their friends enriching themselves, everybody looking rich, rich, rich. All of a sudden, everybody's a millionaire.
Okay.
I mean, when I saw they had to file their assets, all the people who work for government, all the politicians, the cabinet ministers, the PS, and a couple other people. And when I saw the millions these people have, I was like, huh? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nobody go in there and make any meaningful change. You see any change? Except for them being rich and famous?
Well, I guess that's the change that they intended.
So I refuse to go and stand, well, I don't know about up there, but here in the hot blazing sun, for hours to go in to vote, and then when you don't vote, it's pure nonsense. Nonsense after nonsense, no meaningful changes. The poor people just stay poor, 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 and get even poorer. Poor people can't buy food. No. And then you can't see these people until the next time they come by your gate, holding up your gate to ask you to vote. Ridiculous. So, is the answer is no.
Thank you, Lynette. So, Lynette votes no on all the questions that I ask. Let me bring you in, 951-805. Good morning.
Good morning, Cardinal, and good morning.
Oh, good morning, Dennis.
Good morning to the panelists and those who are listening. But what I would like to pose to you, Cardinal, and ask for your opinion. An esteemed member of Congress has now, asked for a subpoena. He wanted to know the answers to the question. This esteemed gentleman wanted to know whether federal funds was used to investigate election interference. Now think about it. What you're saying to me is that a crime, or I suppose an alleged crime, has been committed, but you cannot use certain funds to investigate it. Is that saying we are all in favor of crime so long as you don't have the monies to investigate the crime? So what is more important, the crime or where the money comes from to investigate the crime? So what's your opinion?
Well, Lynette just used the term business as usual. I'm coming from a philosophical and ideological frame of reference, which would say that can be expected. Because we are not even aware of what the differences are between when a wrong is legal and when it is cultural. Here we are saying, hey, a crime has been alleged, but this guy is issuing subpoenas to say, I want to see if somebody did something wrong by allocating federal funds to investigate this criminal conduct. Now, to investigate these allegations of criminal conduct. Now, my first question is, from a legal perspective, my first question is, was the crime that is alleged a federal crime? That would be my first question. Because if the crime that's alleged is not a federal crime, but a crime within the state jurisdiction, then you can't just get up and use federal funds to investigate that. Not that it has never happened before, but it has to happen to the convenience of someone who has power and has merit within this democracy. Not because of the crime itself, but because of their status. Okay. So that would be my first question. Is it a federal crime that was being alleged. Because the United States practices this thing that it calls federalism, in which there's a separate state of power. There's a separate zone of power between the federal government and the state government, which there are things that may be wrong happening in a state which the federal government has no business interfering in. And I'm saying, too, that Malcolm X, in his delivery, had a problem with that. I remember when Malcolm X said, look, when we ask the federal government to go down to Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama to protect black people who were trying to vote or even trying to live their lives on a normal basis, we ask the federal government to go down there and investigate it. And they told us that there was no federal crime being committed, that they had no law which gives them the authority to do that. And that was because they claimed now the principle of federalism. We can't interfere in state affairs. That's an agreement that is incorporated within the meaning of the Constitution. But yeah, Malcolm X says, now, when the people who were suffering responded by kicking hell, the federal troops went down, and there was no new federal law that would authorize them to do that. So Malcolm X was saying, when the suffering people, when those who have power exercise their power to criminalize and brutalize the powerless, federal law was unavailable to protect them. However, when those same people responded in a way, protect their personhood, to protect their dignity, and sometimes aggressive and violent means are used to do that. And that is what happened. Now, the federal government is saying, we have to go down there and stop this. But there was no new federal law to prevent them, that authorized them to do that. Know that the, how Bob Marley said, when the weak get real strong, they say, oh, what a tribulation. That's the same condition. So, here, it's, as Lynette said earlier, business as usual. The law is interpreted as at the convenience of the powerful. So we don't know whether we can't rely on the law to identify the difference between wrong and right. I'm hoping that I came too clearly on that one.
Yes, Cardinal, but think about it this way. It's a federal, you're speaking of election and voting and a crime of interference with the election process. Where is the moral in it? Does it really matter where the funds come from to investigate the crime? Federal money, you pay your tax as a citizen. It goes to the federal government. If it comes back to the state and it is used to investigate a crime, are you saying then the local government can refuse to investigate a crime on the basis that they do not have the funds to investigate the crime? And if the federal government gives you the funds, you can't accept it to invest. Where is the moral? How are we and why do we accept that? Or should we even accept it? Or maybe with the election on the horizon, this is what certain groups are looking for in terms of how we should be governed and governed by a certain group who wants to maintain all the rights and privileges of voting. Back to
okay.
you.
Okay. That's exactly the business as usual. That's exactly what we are being told from day to day, that the rights and privileges of society are primary, the rights and privileges of those with power. The powerless have no right. Let's remind you that in 1867, the Supreme Court of the United States says clearly, the Negro has no right, which the white man has a duty to respect. Those pronouncements set the foundation of what is happening today. Those are not just legal pronouncements, they are pronouncements of culture, the way a people choose to live their lives. And the law would be interpreted to accommodate the way that people decide to live their lives. So that's why I'm saying that the determination of whether this is wrong or right is not a determination that is made on the principle of morality. It's made upon the principles of law. Completely different areas of authority. Morality and law. Completely different areas of authority. So, you're going to have to go to a court. You and I can analyze this on the principle of morality and determine whether it makes sense, whether it is, and determine whether we think it's wrong or right or makes sense. They're going to be determining it on the basis of law. And how they interpret the law is what's going to determine whether this action is wrong or right. That's business as usual. Does democracy, one of my questions is, does democracy and its ritual of voting deliver the promise of liberty and justice for all? Lynette says no, and I agree with Lynette. But the loaded question is, if it doesn't, why do we continue to invest in this illusion that democracy and its ritual of voting is going to bring us the rights, privileges, and benefits that we should be entitled to as members of a society? Because as long as democracy has been in place, we have continued to suffer the ravages of racism, capitalism, sexism, poverty, homelessness, police brutality, wrongful conviction, poor health care outcomes, poor employment outcomes. For as long as democracy has been in place, we continue to suffer those antagonisms. And neither the law nor the principles of democracy itself have been sufficient to protect us and protect our right, our inalienable right to liberty, justice, and dignity. Anybody else want to comment? Lynette, any further comment? I wonder if Ivor is listening. I know you're listening, but I don't know if he's here. Okay. Let me check with Ivor. Ivor, you with us? Okay. No.
Yeah, I'll be the final.
Okay. You have any comments or any stories of your own?
No.
Okay, for that, I'm going to offer up something. This thing is coming from the Mighty Sparrow, a commentary on the posture taken by Nelson Mandela. And it should be the posture taken by the rest of us with regards to how we feel, about our situation, our social circumstances, and what comments we make about it, and how we characterize our social circumstances. Let's give a listen.
I am Nelson Mandela, freedom fighter, liberator of my people in South Africa. Then so be it, Mr. Copper. I owe no apology. Interviewing Nelson Mandela on a TV show. Ted Koppel was the interviewer.
I want you to know.
He wanted Mandela to condemn Muammar Gaddafi, Fidel Castro, Yasser Arafat, right there on TV. Mandela said, these people helped me when apartheid was on the rise. I dealt with them out of necessity, so I do not apologize. You're here. Though it pleased me to see the people suffering, but
chains of bondage have been placed on my head
to impede my progress.
Guns and pistols have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. I've been tortured and suffered immensely.
They isolate me.
In spite of their barbarous cruelty,
I will never apologize for my identity.
Coming color,
it is part of me.
I'm wearing it bravely with honor,
pride and dignity.
How can I say sorry for a birthright made proud by my forefathers? A skin that bends with the darkness of night yet distinguishes me from others. There were times I knew because of it, tears of sorrow had filled my eyes. But the Lord made me free in spirit, and I do not apologize.
You're here.
Scratch your head and continue complaining that
chains of bondage have been placed on my head
to impede my progress. And then he said,
thorns and thistles have been laid on my head
to curtail my rest. They subject me to gross inhumanity,
brutality, hostility.
But no matter how rough their tactics be,
I will never apologize for my identity.
Mm-hmm.
personally. I have done no wrong. And what I have endured physically have made me more strong. How could I be ashamed of a mind that refuses to be twisted? A heart as warm as the morning sunshine. A character so gifted with its trials and tribulations. I am fulfilling destiny in my quest for emancipation. I owe no apology. You hear? Sit down. They try hard, but they fail miserably. Cause I never apologize for my identity. The folklore of all my ancestors makes me feel sublime. I am not repentant of a music that expresses how I feel. These sweet melodies come from deep in my soul, enriching all my ideals. You say the rhythm does give me courage, and the lyrics does make me wise. So in spite of all the advantage, I do not apologize. You hear? Though it grieves me to see the people suffering, but chains of bondage have been placed on my head to impede my progress. And then he said, thorns and thistles have been laid on my head to curtail my rest. Their exercise is worrying futility. That's when they gave me psychotherapy. But they surrendered.
Okay, we are at that point where we got to say goodbye, and the mic is spiraled us out. Quickly, Lynette, say your goodbye. Lynette?
Hello? Yeah, I was muted.
Okay.
I just wanted to, well, I listened to the show from the beginning. Cardinal, you gave a good account of yourself.
Thank you.
Don't try to fill nobody's shoes. Fill your own shoes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy everything. And I just want to wish everybody a good week coming up. Next week is Valentine's weekend, I think. Is it? Or is the other one?
I don't know.
No, it's the other one. It's the other one. Sorry. I think Valentine's going to come during the middle of the week, the other week. So next Saturday should be your Valentine's show.
Oh.
For those who celebrate Valentine. But I share love and give love and receive love every single day. I just want to wish everybody a good week. Continued recovery from my sister. And for Murchie's mom, Bob Z, that all may go well. Okay.
Thank you, Lynette. And thanks for joining us. Dennis, your turn to say your goodbye.
Thank you, Cardinal. I encourage and invite members of our listening audience to join us on the cricket show tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 6 p.m. to 9 Eastern. We will, of course, go in-depth, look at the West Indies men tour of Australia, the ODI matches. We have another one upcoming. Of course, we will critique those shot selections as our sports reporter mention, you know, there's an announcement of the Garfield Sobers Trophy for Cricketer of the Year. Who won that trophy? West Indies four-day championship is about to start next weekend. We will look into those matches, those scores, those players, how will they fare? And, of course, India and England battling out there in the second test. And that looks like it could be another very exciting match. The unfortunate IC Under-19 tournament, rain, thwarted what would have been a playoff place for West Indies young men. And, of course, all the various version of the IPL floating around out there. We have much to look forward to. We ask you to join us tomorrow, Sunday. You can also call in and give us your opinion at 1-515-605-9850. 1-515-605-9850. And that is The Cricket Show on Blog Talk Radio / The Cricket Show. See you tomorrow, we hope. Thank you. Back to you, Cardinal.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Ivor, you in a position to say your goodbye? I guess he is not. So,
have me on this line?
Yes.
Okay. Well, motoring along and followed as much as I could. And like you said, I go along with Lynette. I can keep my shoes now. You don't need to borrow my shoes anymore. You stretched them out already.
No.
Yeah. Now I have to go and get some shoes to match your shoes. But anyway, talking about Valentine, I'll go and let the folks know that they gave us the shortest month of the year for Black History, but we'll make best use of it. Be black. No turning back. Super Bowl weekend, that's in the pipeline for those who follow football. It's a party. Well, whatever you do, if you're going to be dead, best to be on the winning side. And I'm going to take a page out of Murchison's book. You're going to miss this page. When you win the lotto, I'm up for adoption. So I know Dennis, he's a lucky man. So Dennis, when you're in your glory, remember me. All right? Super Bowl, just around the corner. Colonel and everybody, make it a good day. I'll get in touch with you guys. Your time, say about 4 o'clock. I'm going to go on to the other program that I need to say, on target. I'm going to hit a bullseye in a minute. But I'll summon your guy about 4 o'clock, your time, Eastern time, this afternoon. All right, all the best. Make it a great week.
Yeah. Okay, that's the voice of your regular host, Mr. Ivor Henry, and we're going to hope that he travels safely so that we can hear him again at the other end of his travel schedule. To my fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, I say thank you for joining us, and I wish you a great week, and I hope that we have presented the kind of program that would inspire and entertain you for the rest of the week. Until we meet again next week, it is so long.
Wait, one more thing, Colonel. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I have come on the wagon with Omel and Michelle. Did we take care of Omel and Michelle today?
Well, hopefully they enjoy the calypsos that we did play. We didn't identify them specifically. But I'm sure Omer is on a high at this time because David said this morning that Liverpool was in the lead. So that would have put her on a high. So,
well, I think he has a word or two to tell Leon next time around when he gets back with us. But anyway.
Yeah, because Liverpool beat Chelsea. Liverpool not only in the lead, but they beat Chelsea. So she won't have a word or two for Leon.
Yes, I would think so, too.
Okay.
Well, okay. So, I have to say, you left out two names. All right. Matrice, where are you? After three. 1, 2, 3. Ah, good. All right. Later.
So until then, safe driving. And
yes, sir. Thanks.
A safe week for our fans, friends, and supporters. It's the end of this Saturday Morning Entertainment Today show for today, Saturday, February 3rd. Have a great one.